Hello. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, like movies. Look at this, Steve. Jerry Seinfeld's movie Unfrosted is number one on Netflix.
Okay.
But it's just 41% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think it's 50-50. Let's see. I don't know. Can you look it up?
I'll look it up.
Thanks.
She's got nausea, everybody. Just stand down.
It's okay. Everything is fine. There's nothing to see here. It looks like the audience score is 50%.
Yep. Wow. So audience 50, split. 41 for the critics.
Oh, boy. That is rare to see an audience score that low. So there's every possible funny person, it seems, is in this cast. Mm-hmm. And the question with something like that is always, will it work together? Or if it is disjointed, does the disjointed play? You know, is it sort of just such an intentional choice? You both saw it. Donna, I'd like first your headline. I'd want a headline from Donna and a headline from Mike on your one-line review.
I say waste of talent.
All right, Mike.
Funny at how dumb it is.
Okay, that's fair.
Dumb,
it is
funny.
Very, very dumb. You don't really know what you're getting into when the movie starts. Like, if I knew I was going to be watching Airplane, you know, I would have been prepared for Airplane. It's just silly, goofy. I did laugh a few times. I mean, that ravioli that escaped, that's pretty funny and stupid.
Yeah, I thought it was the dumbest part of the movie, but that's funny that that's what you got. Okay, cool.
But then, you know, here's how it felt to me. Like, a bunch of friends getting together and just deciding to put together a stupid movie for themselves.
Here's what somebody wrote on Rotten Tomatoes, just a fan. Just a very unfunny and unnecessary movie about the fictional invention of the Pop-Tart. It's got to be funny.
I would, yeah. So this feels like, you remember when they started making all those SNL movies? Like, they made Superstar, they made Night at the Roxbury's, they made like all of these movies based on the skits of SNL.
Yeah.
That's what this felt like, because a lot of the actors, I mean, it was a cameo fest. It was just like every C or B list comedian you could think of popped up at some point in this movie playing some random role.
Yes. I mean,
Bill Burr was JFK and did a very good job of it,
yeah,
by the
I
way.
Did, really
that was
good.
Actually really fun. But like, you just had all of these random cameos, but again, it just felt disjointed. It felt like almost the Scary Movie franchise, where it's like a bunch of gags, a bunch of funny things, but it never tied together for a good movie.
It was just all over the place.
Yeah.
I think it would be more fun for people who grew up in the 60s, because there's a lot of nostalgic references, you know, to toys and snacks, cereals. But I don't know. It just seemed like, really? This is what you're giving us? It was Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Jerry Seinfeld, who was just basically playing Jerry Seinfeld, Hugh Grant.
Which, honestly, I think was my favorite part.
Yeah, me too.
Hugh Grant as Thurl Ravenscroft.
How about that?
That's literally the role he had, because, of course, Thurl Ravenscroft was the original Tony the Tiger.
That's right.
So, like, that was a huge part of it, and that actually was the funniest role for me.
What's this got to be like? This can't be more than an hour and 40 minutes, right?
Exactly, I think. Yes. Hour 45.
Okay. Here's what somebody, a critic wrote, Michael Clark of the Epoch Times. Unfrosted isn't a bad movie as such. Parts of it are exceptional, but given all of the talent and the intellectual ingredients involved, it should have been much better.
Fair.
Maybe that's sort of where you are.
I mean,
I would say
some
bad movie, but funny at times. Like, there are funny moments. The movie is bad, though.
Yeah. As far as movie making goes, terrible. But there are some funny concepts.
Sure.
You know, and I think that, I mean, they started to lose me when maybe I shouldn't say this out loud, but it had to do.
I don't think you're spoiling much.
You're right.
For this movie. Yeah,
it involved the mascots and the Kellogg's headquarters. They stormed the headquarters.
And they paralleled it with a moment that happened in our history not too long ago.
Oh, I could imagine.
Including to the point where Hugh Grant's Thurl Ravenscroft was wearing horns and the suspenders as they were storming Kellogg's.
Yeah.
So it's
really dumb.
Yeah.
So, yes.
What's your 1 to 10 on this, Mike?
I would say a 3. Like, I would think most people save the time and just have someone explain it to you.
Yeah.
Honestly, we did this in the prep room before the show started. I was like, because I think Alexis started it. She watched like a half hour and she was like, I didn't know if I wanted to go back to it. And then I said, well, here you go. This is what you miss. There's these 5 jokes and then this terrible resolution. There you go. You watched the whole movie.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Wow. Here's Richard Roper. If there was a thing called the IMDb Witness Protection Program, whereby you could get your name taken off the credits of a particular project, this would be that project.
Aw, wow. Poor Jerry.
Those two words never go together. Poor Jerry. Here's what Pete Hammond of Deadline Hollywood says. Jokes first, facts later. It's the perfect recipe for a breezy and delightful nostalgic trip of a movie.
I guess it depends on what kind of mood you're in and what your expectation level is. I can't say I didn't laugh. There were some things that were so ridiculous that I had to laugh. But mostly not.
If you decide to watch it, I would say maybe grab yourself some Pop-Tarts. Maybe grab yourself a gummy or some other effect that might be able to take your state of mind and take it another place. You'll probably enjoy it.
Mike, I'll go to you for this because Donna is wildly off base usually when recommending things to watch with the family.
Yeah.
Is this one where it's like the kids would watch it? Would they find it interesting? Is it kind of like kids safe in like that 8 to 13 range?
It's hard because so many of the jokes, they're nostalgic jokes going for people that only get these references if they're around in the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
Like they're making jokes about NASA and, you know, all of these random events that happened over our time. I mean, JFK, like the double mint twins are waiting to come into the office when they get done with the meeting with JFK. Funny. And then you find out later on, because they're making fun of Walter Cronkite the entire show, that actually the double mint twins are pregnant with ironically twins. And this is after they met with JFK. So you can, you know, fill in any blanks that you want. It was just goofy in so many dumb ways.
I mean, some things were humorous, like, you know, they were doing a scene from space implying that the moon landing was all took fake. Place on a soundstage.
Yeah.
I mean,
which, by the way, there's a new movie coming out all about that.
Is there really?
Yes. It's Channing Tatum, I believe, and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
And it's all about the fact that she's like the new PR person for NASA. And apparently this is based on a true story. They wanted to make sure they could beat Russia. So they actually filmed the moon landing just in case something went wrong. And they weren't actually able to do said moon landing.
Wow. So I'd watch that.
That's a movie coming out. Yeah.
Okay.
I would definitely watch that.
I'm a little bummed out by your reviews, guys. I'll be honest.
It's not worth it.
It's not you personally. I just wanted it to be fun. We've been thinking about it for the last couple months.
So much potential. But sorry.
I'm sorry.
There was one cameo that made me pop unbelievably loudly. It was one of the most iconic TV shows we've ever had. Maybe it has something to do with marketing and advertising.
Yes.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh my, this is what they're doing. Do you remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, and he got the two. Yeah,
both
right?
of them showed
to
up.
Really do it.
It was fun.
So you're talking about, can we just say it?
We can probably say it.
J.H. you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
We can probably say it. Just the two characters popped up and were like, oh my, this is kind of funny. Because it was around the same time period. It makes sense. They had the exact same attitude and they never actually acknowledged them by their name in the TV show. They just kind of referred to them as the ad guys, but it was fun.
I almost feel like I would watch this again if I had a friend who wanted to see it.
Okay. All right.
With new eyeballs. You know what I mean? Like, Belanger loved it. He was like, oh, we loved it. It was great. I'm like, again, bad taste in movies. Everything he's recommended except for one thing, I think, has been terrible.
Has won a Razzie. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Anyway, we got to go.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
What do we want to do when we come back?
I don't know.
I got a couple studies for you. Oh, this is maybe the more interesting of the two. Unexpected things that makes someone attractive. Okay. So besides like chisel, jaw, blah, blah. Okay. Unexpected things that make people attractive. We'll do that when we return.
Hey guys, it's Donna for Blaze Credit Union, where totally free checking is not a thing of the past. In fact, you go into one of Blaze's 27 locations and you bring a $100 minimum deposit, and you're going to get $150 back. And then there's not going to be any hidden fees or anything like that. You will have a free checking account. Also at Blaze, you need a car loan, you need a loan for a boat, you need a loan for a vacation, pretty much anything. They have got amazing loans for you to, you know, to help you with any product, financial product, or any service at any stage of your life. They truly do care about their members slash customers. I happen to be one of them. And it's because they're driven by Midwestern values like community and integrity and hard work. You could find a location near you very easily. Just go to blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, an equal housing opportunity lender.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everybody say hey. Come on now.
I wish people just had a mic on. They could hear you during the commercial break. Just a, you are a roller coaster right now.
I know. I'm sorry.
Nauseous Donna's challenging to deal with. The amount of times that she has said in the last hour at full throat, oh, Miss Peaches. That's like her soothing phrase. And she keeps saying it. And then she's right before we come back. Why am I getting fatter? Miss Peaches. And I'm alone in this room with her mic. What do I do?
Honestly, sometimes I forget you're here. And I'm just
I sense that.
I'll just be like,
she also poured, and I get it because you didn't want to drink it right out of Mike's Pepto-Bismol bottle, but Mike gives her this bottle of Pepto, and she just poured it into a cup like she was at a backyard barbecue. I don't know how much she has, but, and then I can't even say the things that you said afterward.
I don't even remember half of what just happened.
You were talking about what happens after you take Pepto.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You don't have to go there.
I much respect for you carrying a full bottle, Mike. That's impressive.
I always
impressive.
Go in the bag just in case.
Mike
been here
ran
for
out
5 hours.
You ran out once during the show. I think you had to go puke.
I did that before. Yeah.
It was, I did that before.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for a while. I've been here for 5 hours. Yeah, that was college pop culture knowledge. I was like, Grant, you need to come in here right now because I'm about to get sick.
Oh, my God.
And then that's crazy. Did you continue to work that day or did you
go
home?
No, I went home that day. I wasn't feeling good. I had a little flu-ish something. I don't know. It was like a quick little bug because it passed through me pretty quickly.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst.
I'm just thinking about myself.
I basically have an entire Walgreens in my backpack just in case.
That's
something for everything.
You're like that. You're like the team mom. Like every basketball team or football team, there's a mom who like is a nurse. You didn't even know it. She's got everything there.
Gosh.
Prosthetic limbs if needed.
Oh, my God. All right, let's study.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
So people on social media are talking about some of the unexpected things that make somebody hotter.
Okay. Can we guess some? Is this based on men? Women
people.
Finding men? Okay, people in general.
People. Yeah,
acne scars.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
You said unexpected things, so I'm trying to think of unexpected things. Scarring.
I'm going to need you to move off of scars.
All right, let's move on to missing teeth.
Okay. I need to reset this, I think.
I'm sorry.
This isn't like, wow, I'm surprised.
Looking at my dating profile and what I'm looking for in a man. Okay, all right.
Like the ability to be silly or have fun with a dumb joke.
That's stupid. I mean, that's not unexpected.
All right, screw my list. What is something that you think is not traditionally attractive, but you like? Like, for instance, I know you like body odor on people.
I do not, you weirdo. No. When I'm already in a relationship with someone, I like to put my nose in their pits.
Okay. So that.
Like when snuggling.
Barf.
How about a big nose?
You know how you look for something in someone else that you already have? I think we might be projecting.
You know, someone with a little neurosis.
Yeah. Yeah, big nose. Sure. That's interesting. What if a guy is a 10 out of 10 for you and you really, really are into him, but you find out like that he's missing both of his two front teeth, top ones. It was an old picture on the dating profile. They rotted. It was a rare genetic thing, and he doesn't want to get new ones put back in. And he just whistles a lot. You always hear him coming.
And he always has his mouth closed.
And he's like, yeah, he's been talking behind a mic. And then like he's like, wow, we're finally going to meet. And then he, at the coffee shop, you like sort of wave your hand in the air like, is that you? And then he smiles. And it's just a tunnel.
Okay, are you going to turn him into a centaur as well?
No.
Right. That's usually the road you go down. I would say that would be hard to get past.
Isn't it funny? We're all vain at the core.
Yeah.
There is an element of vanity within us all that is very difficult to shake.
It's true.
I always said, if every single thing about me was me, but if I had, let's say, a 10-inch skin tag growing out of my forehead, I can promise you guys, they don't even take me for an interview here. Or if I do, when I like take my hat off and it unfurls, the interview's over. This is done.
And then it starts doing that tide stain thing. The sea monster's interviewing you and all he can see is like, and hear.
And just by luck, he opens the window, a breeze comes in.
You are so ridiculous.
Anyway, the list was like the ability to be silly and have fun with a joke. Showing empathy. Making eye contact. Being polite and friendly to people in public, especially workers like servers at restaurants. They enjoy reading books. I didn't know that would make somebody seem hotter to me, but wow, it does. These are the things on the list, Donna.
Okay. Those are things that are expected when it comes to attractiveness.
I think what they mean...
I think you need a better list.
It's off of the physical attraction list. You wouldn't be like, oh, wow, he's reading Dickens. That's like, oh, you're into that? You're more into the guy because he's reading literature? Look, I'm man enough to say in hindsight, not a great list. Not a great list.
Not a good list at all. Thank you.
Hey, Rocco's here.
Hey, DJ Rock Lobster.
Pop in the house.
Let's do this.
Yes. Pew, pew, pew.
Hey, we got to play the Vince Neil thing for him because it sounds like Rocco when he's at the State Fair. Same name game is next. Stay there.
Hey, it's been a beautiful couple of days. It's time to get out there and put your summer clothes on. And you know what? Sometimes when you're feeling overweight, you don't feel so good. Showing that skin, wearing those summer shirts. That's how I was about this time last year. I said, no more. I got to look better. I got to drop some pounds. Hey, MNFatLoss.com, can you help me? They, in fact, did. They put me on the 2-month reduction phase, where for about 2 months, I watched the pounds come off. And that is, there's something so great about that when you wake up and you get on the scale and you enter it in the app and you're like, yes, look at me. The pounds are shedding. By the end of the time, I was down about 25, 30 pounds. I went from the high 190s to the low 170s. I'm still there today, thanks to MNFatLoss.com. Here's the deal. Call them up. Mention my name, Rocco from My Talk. For a limited time, you can save $200.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Like Hail Mary, hey. You're still there.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show. On My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Woo! Hey, Steve.
Hello, Donna.
What did we not get to today? Oh, do you want to do that?
By the way, you know, you said what's going on over here. I will tell folks, because I teased this yesterday. I know people were just on the edge of their seat.
Oh, I'm sure.
I did put together a little video of behind the scenes on my morning of guest co-hosting on Live with Kelly Ripa last week. And so it's a little, my brother was shooting some video. They have a social media person there, Andrea, who she was shooting a bunch of video and then sent it over to me. So if you've ever wondered, like, the moments before, even like I mentioned at one point, 2.5 minutes before we go out, 2.5 is when Kelly comes over, knock, knock on Steve's door. And then it's like you have someone there in the background, 2.5. And then we just start chit-chatting, standing in the hall, not like rushing toward the set. It's just kind of, I've been able to watch that happen before where I'm like, wow, they walk out right as the music starts, and experiencing it and sort of seeing it, you might find interesting. Cool. So that's up on my and the Live with Kelly and Mark Instagram pages.
So cool. Were you guys talking about, I feel like you were talking at some point about soap operas on the show.
We were, yes. Justin Hartley was on. And he is on Tracker right now on CBS. Before that, This Is Us. Before that, Young and the Restless and Passions. Do you remember Passions?
I do. Man. Yes. I'm surprised Kelly didn't kind of insert herself into the world of soap operas.
She did.
In that moment. I felt like she was like, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good premise, actually. Somebody who had plastic surgery and came back with a new face.
Yes. And then they were talking about dialogue and how she was talking about how much dialogue there was to memorize every single day and how they had to carry the script around.
And she would hide it in places. That's right.
See, now you're back.
I'm back, everybody.
This is your nausea, sister. Woo! You're working through nausea. But right now, just know that your colon is coated in a seasonal pink. As you had Pepto-Bismol. What is Pepto-Bismol? Do you still have the bottle?
No, Mike has it. Maybe
Mike,
he can tell us.
What are the ingredients? Like, what is...
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
I've lost a lot of respect for these guys when I did that.
No, wait. That was just like a group band. Boyz II Men did it too. That wasn't Boyz II Men.
Okay.
So it's like you playing cover story. Play that one more time, Mike. But before you do, I want everybody to know it sounds like they have different people say it. And then when their agent is like, so yeah, they actually do have an isolated line for you. Oh, what is it? It's just the word diarrhea.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea. Man, he kills it too.
And they're like, try it again. Can you give it to me?
Diarrhea.
What is the active ingredient in Pepto-Bismol?
Ingredients. Let's see here.
It's 100% of your daily Pepto.
I mean, bismuth subscalant.
Yeah, it's the bismuth. That thing. That's it, bismuth.
That's why it's Pepto-Bismol, yeah. But
and they have, like, the knockoff version says, I think, bismuth on it.
Isn't that stuff in Epsom salt?
Bismuth?
Not sure.
I think it is. I don't think.
No, I think it is.
I think... It's not. I think Epsom salt is not Pepto-Bismol.
I'm looking up Epsom salt ingredients. Welcome to the Google show. Let's see here. Miss Peaches. It doesn't say what's in it. I guess it's just
Epsom salt. I think it is kind of like, I think that is what it is.
Like what the name says.
Yeah.
Okay. We sound like a bunch of idiots.
No, it's magnesium sulfate, which I think is salt.
Okay, but I think it's also,
bismuth in Epsom salt.
But it's a laxative, too. So if you soak in that.
Epsom salt for purifying bismuth.
Look, it says saline laxative on the bottom of the Epsom salt bag.
Got the official pronunciation, by the way, because I kind of butchered it.
Bismuth subsalicylate.
Subsalicylate.
And it's bismuth, not bismuth.
Bismuth subsalicylate.
Okay.
Soaking aid for minor sprains and bruises, saline laxative.
How about this? Here's a Reddit thread. This is a real thing.
Why are you ignoring my laxative part?
Say it again.
It's a laxative.
My goodness. Thank you.
Okay.
I think that Pepto-Bismol is not a laxative, Donna. It's the opposite of a laxative.
No, I'm saying Epsom salt is a laxative.
Okay, but I don't think there's bismuth in Epsom salt.
No, there's only magnesium sulfate.
Here's an actual Reddit thread that somebody wrote just to show you how vast the internet is. So, I accidentally contaminated my bismuth. Fortunately, a fellow Redditor on this subreddit informed me of some post about purifying bismuth with Epsom salt. Issue is, the only Epsom salt I can buy also contains different naturally occurring oils. So can I still use it for the purification process? To this person, I would say, what in the holy hell are you talking about? Like, how, Kate, are you coming out tonight? I can't. You'll never guess what happened. Oh, no. Is it something with your bismuth? Yes. I contaminated it accidentally.
These people do it. Soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no.
It's always a
sucker. Oh no, it can't be.
If you're soup with soup, soup, soup,
so down
to the cafe.
Soup of the day.
That's a really good tune. Don't you think?
Oh, very much so. It's a solid tune.
Okay. Why are they blowing us off? I think Tom tried to poison me this morning. Okay.
Cafeteria's Brian.
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Do you think that Tom has it out for Donna?
What do you mean?
Donna thinks, she just alleged on public airwaves that Tom may have tried to poison her this morning. That was the exact sentence she said before you picked up. Your thoughts?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
But thanks for ousting both of my employees now.
Oh no.
That's right. Because I said that Shelly's a fake baker. Mm-hmm. She lives a life of lies. Yep. And now you've said that Tom is trying to...
Shelly won't even make eye contact with you anymore.
No, she is legitimately irritated with me. Yeah. And now Tom, now you have him as like putting a hit out on you. What's the soup of the day? Sorry, we forgot why we called.
Mediterranean chicken.
Oh, how global of you.
That sounds so good.
What is the entree?
We're going beef and bean burrito topped with queso and Mexican rice.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, man.
Yep.
All right.
Well, if I hire somebody, I'll be sure to let you guys know so you can torment them.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, sounds
we
good.
Have to go.
Bye. Thanks, bye. Oh, he's very friendly.
Oh, darn it. We've hardly checked emails today, Donna.
I've checked.
What have we done?
Well, are you afraid that somebody's...
Brian said butt rock.
Okay.
Maybe I misunderstood. I was busy working and not paying 100% attention, but I thought... Y'all just said Bret Michaels was from Motley Crue.
Yeah,
he was in
mistake.
Poison. Sorry if I misheard. Why did he say butt rock? B-U-T-T.
Maybe that's considered butt rock?
Hey, tune in tomorrow.
Donna, Juan, leave.
Hey, it is Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You know, I talk about Crescent Tide all the time because I made a radio ad for them. where I talked about all the things that Crescent Tide does. They do simple cremations. They do it at a great price. Simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. And it's not like a stuffy, formal, expensive funeral home type situation. You know, a lot of people hear about end-of-life services and they hear about the cost and they think, wow, that is a lot of money. Well, Crescent Tide used to be in the full-service funeral business. And one day said, you know what? It just seems like so many people these days, they want just a simple cremation. And then they want to go have a celebration for that person that maybe makes sense to them. Go take it somewhere else. Go have a picnic in the park. Or go scatter the ashes somewhere special. Or go to their favorite bar and rip it up. So that's when they pivoted to simple cremations. My mom heard that radio ad, said, you know what? That's what I want someday. She prepaid and pre-planned. Thanks, Mom. Check them out today. CrescentTide.com.